Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into the pirate signal approach, which is really about capturing that old-school DNB swing route in Ableton Live 12. Fake raw break energy, off-grid movement, and a resampled bassline that feels like it was performed by the arrangement rather than typed neatly onto a grid. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton basics. What we're doing here is taking you from drum chop to groove to resample to re-edit to final arrangement, fast, but without sanding off the character. The vibe we want is controlled disorder. It should feel a little unstable, a little pirate transmission, but still tight enough to slam in a club. For this session, set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM if you want that classic jungle and rollers energy. If you want a touch more space, 170 BPM is totally fine too. Before you start building, set up your tracks cleanly. Make a drums group, a bass group, an effects or atmosphere track, and a resample audio track. That resample track is going to be important, because this workflow gets much better when you're already organized. Keep some headroom too. Don't run the master hot while you're building. Aim for peaks around -6 dB so you've got room to breathe. First, we'll build the drum core. Start with a breakbeat in Simpler, sliced up, or drop it straight into arrangement and chop it manually. For this style, you want a break with some real ghost notes and a busy top end. Don't overwarp it. Don't overquantize it. A little looseness is the whole point. You want the original break's groove to survive. Then layer in a clean kick and snare underneath. The idea is not to replace the break, but to support it. The break brings motion and shuffle. The kick and snare give you the club weight and the backbone. On the drum group, a touch of drum bus can add density. Keep it tasteful. A little drive, a bit of transient for snap. And if you already have enough sub energy, keep boom low or off. You want punch, not low-end mud. Now let's talk swing, because this is where the pirate signal feel really starts to come alive. Don't swing everything blindly. That's a common mistake. The magic is in the contrast. Use Ableton's groove pool and apply swing mainly to hats, ghost percussion, and selected break slices. Keep your main snare and core kick hits more stable so the track still lands hard. If you want a rough starting point, try a groove with timing around 55 to 65%, velocity around 10 to 25%, and random very low, maybe 0 to 10%. The goal is micro swing, not chaos. A few milliseconds here and there can make a huge difference. Now for the bass. We're going to write a short call and response phrase using a stock synth like Waveedable, Operator, or Analog. You want something with a solid mono sub, a moving mid layer, and enough harmonics that it'll still sound alive after resampling. A simple restyle patch works really well here. Think detuned saws, maybe a saw and square blend, with a low-pass filter to keep it focused. A little saturation before the filter can make it nastier in a good way. Try a small amount of drive, then shape the tone with the filter. When you write the phrase, think less in terms of a constant bass carpet and more in terms of conversation. Let the bass answer the snare. Leave little gaps. Use a longer note, then a short stab, then a pocket of silence. In this style, the sub should stay disciplined. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and let it follow the strongest parts of the bass line. If the bass line gets too busy, strip the sub back to only the most important hits. That boring, steady foundation is actually what makes the wild stuff feel heavy. Now comes the core move, resampling. This is the heart of the whole lesson. Route your drum group and bass group, or even the master if you want to capture the full vibe, into your resample track and record 4 to 8 bars of the loop. Don't think of this as just printing audio. Think of it as capturing a performance. Once it's recorded, start treating that audio like source material. Slice it up. Audition different moments. Keep the parts that groove the hardest, not necessarily the parts that are technically perfect. If a hit lands with attitude, preserve it. If a tail feels a little odd but musical, keep it unless it causes a real mix problem. This is where the character lives. You can nudge timing with audio edits instead of reopening MIDI. That's a big part of the workflow here. If a phrase feels slightly late or early, slice and move the clip. Don't immediately fix everything with a piano roll. Audio editing keeps the performance feel intact, and that's what gives this method its edge. From here, run the resampled bass through a tight effects chain. EQ8 is your first friend. Clean up low-mid buildup around 180 to 350 Hz if the drums start to lose clarity. Then use saturator for grit, auto filter for movement, and maybe a touch of redux or erosion if you want extra bite. Keep the low-end mono with utility. If you want a bigger res, split the sound into bands. Leave the sub clean and mono, then distort and widen only the upper layer. That way you get menace without losing weight. Automation is huge here. Move the filter cutoff. Play with resonance carefully. Shape the dry slash wet on the distortion or modulation effects. Even just a slight opening and closing of the filter over a phrase can make the bass feel like it's breathing. The key is to keep the low end controlled so the kick and snare can still speak first. In DNB, the drum hit often has to say hello before the bass answers back. Now arrange the drums and bass like a conversation, not two loops fighting each other. Let the bass hit after the snare. Let the groove breathe in the gaps. One bar every 4 or 8 bars can have a reduced phrase or a tiny pickup note into the next section. That kind of phrasing makes the track feel like it's evolving instead of just repeating. Try this structure as a starting point. Bars 1 through 4 can be your intro feel section, filtered and teasing. Bars 5 through 8 can bring the full swing route drop with the main bass call and response. Bars 9 through 16 can introduce aeration, with a drum switch up, a fill, or a reversed fragment to keep the energy alive. Small changes matter. In this style, a missing hit can be more powerful than adding another fill. For variation, use audio edits that MIDI alone can't really give you. Reverse a short fragment. Chop a half bar of bass into smaller chunks. Mute the drums for a beat before the return. Add a tiny delay throw or a filter sweep into the next section. Keep fills short and functional. Long flashy fills often kill momentum in DNB. This music lives on drive, not on waiting around. If you want an extra dark twist, create a small negative space moment right before the drop returns. Pull out one kick. Let the snare ghost hang for a second, then slam back in. That kind of tension release move is pure gold. Once the groove is working, print the full section again. Resample the whole 8-bar idea to audio. This is where you make final decisions based on sound instead of endless options. Listen back and ask yourself if the groove still feels strong when you're not staring at the grid. If it does, you're in the right zone. If the low end is stepping on itself, shorten the bass notes before reaching for heavy compression. If the break is too bright, tame the harsh highs around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the master headroom intact. Don't overlimit while writing. A few important reminders as you go. Don't overswing the whole kit. Keep one element, usually the sob or kick pattern, very steady on purpose. That steady anchor gives the loose break and bass more impact. Check your groove at low volume too. If it only feels exciting loud, the rhythm might be relying too much on energy and not enough on placement. And if you get a resampled phrase that feels slightly imperfect but has attitude, trust it. Those flaws are often where the vibe is hiding. Here's the big idea to walk away with. The Pirate Signal approach is about turning classic DNB swing into a resampled performance. You build a break-led groove, apply swing selectively, write a bass phrase with space, print it early, and then edit the audio like you're arranging a lift take. Swing first. Wait second, polish last. If you want to practice this properly, spend about 10 to 20 minutes making a 4-bar pirate signal groove. Load one break, add a kick and snare layer, write a 1-bar Reese phrase, apply groove only to the break and percussion, resample the loop, chop the resampled bass into a few useful chunks, reverse one little piece, remove one kick, and add a filter sweep or delay throw into the last bar. Then print it and compare it to the live MIDI version. If it still feels compelling when you stop looking at the arrangement, you've nailed the right kind of swing. All right, let's get into the session and build that pirate transmission.